We've been focusing all week on how to maintain a healthy heart, and this morning we're talking about stress. Oh yeah, that bad word. There's been a lot of research connected with stress and heart disease, so it makes sense to do something about the stress in your life. And here with all the answers is Dr. Emily Sinai. Oh boy. Okay, give us the bad news first. What's the correlation between stress and heart disease?
Well, you know, you would think there was a definitive study that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that stress either causes heart disease or increases one's risk or makes it worse. That study actually has not been done. What has been done, as you just pointed out, is the accumulation at the fact that stress plays an incredibly important role in our overall health and our heart is growing. In fact, we'd be foolish to ignore stress as a risk factor for heart disease. Some physicians should be considered on the same level as things like cholesterol or high blood pressure.
Wow, so a real risk factor.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Not proven yet. The studies aren't there yet, but in time, we will have that answer.
But what do we know about stress and how it affects our bodies, for sure?
Sure. Well, we do know that people who are hormones inside their body, stress hormones, and those stress hormones have a variety of effects on our bodies. They can narrow our arteries, including our heart arteries, increase heart rate, raise our blood pressure. Of course, when we're under stress, what do? We don't eat right. We don't exercise.
We
don't
drink.
Take our medicine. Some of us drink, Karen.
Right.
And
we do things
that are bad for us. That's
smoke.
Right.
Are
part of what we do to relieve stress.
All right. Are there signs that we're under stress?
Well, you know what I find very often is people don't even realize that they had these issues or problems until they can see it in retrospect. So people who feel like they can't get through the day, they can't get the tasks done that they need to get done, they feel overwhelmed, they have trouble with their memory, they feel tense or angry or irritable all the time. Some people even have physical symptoms, headaches, muscle strains, stomach aches, all these can be signs of stress. But again, when we're in that moment, we have tunnel vision and we don't even realize that we're experiencing this until we've gotten away from it and said, oh yeah, I was under stress.
Yeah, everybody experiences a lot of stress. Now, what can we do about it?
Well, the American Heart Association has tips and to take a few moments during the day to be quiet and get away from our stress. Plan ahead. If you know you're going into a stressful event or situation, think about how you're going to handle it, ways that you're going to cope with those things when they happen. Exercise, of course. Overpromising and overdoing.
Mm.
Do you ever have any familiarity with that?
Overscheduling right. Constantly. Wow.
Those are all things you can do to sort of try to get a handle on the stress in your life.
Okay. So, Dr. Emily Sinai, thank you so much. I hope you have a nice, relaxing weekend.
I'm going to try.
You and your three kids.
Yes.